Madam Chair, other members of this commission, thank you for the opportunity to speak tonight. My name is Chris Bruns, and I am a Lincoln County Commissioner, among other things. And I am here in favor of this project before you, Sustainable Beef. I preface that I do not speak on behalf of the board that I sit on in any official capacity, that the words that I speak, my thoughts, are my own, even if shared widely by my commissioner colleagues. Before I get to my remarks, I want to briefly thank you all for the work that you do for the city of North Platte, and in this instance here tonight, all of Lincoln County and the larger area by extension. I know and recognize the weight on your shoulders with this agenda item, and I want you to know that although some may not express it as often as we should, the work that you do is appreciated tremendously. In my review of this project over the past year and speaking with the leadership and the local stakeholders, I've been impressed, thoroughly impressed. Items that consist of the scope of consideration for this commission on this project should easily be confirmed tonight. Firstly, is the property, as presented, located in an area that has been declared blighted and substandard? Yes, it clearly is. Secondly, is this property in conformance with the current City of North Platte Comprehensive Plan? I believe that answer, again, is clearly yes. Thirdly, does this project meet, or will it meet, subdivision and zoning regulations? Again, yes, it does. Lastly, will development of this property to its full potential be in the best interest of the City of North Platte and the entire region? I argue very strongly that absolutely it is. To drive that point further, I would like to highlight a few things for consideration. Meaningful economic growth and projects like this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity are desperately needed, or our community will continue down a path of mediocrity, or even worse yet, shrink into irrelevance. The positive thing in this scenario, however, is that we recognize that. It was not long ago that the people of North Platte, and in fact the surrounding area as well, made their voices heard resoundingly on this very topic and issued a mandate through our local elections. Overwhelmingly, elected officials like myself, running on a pro-economic growth platform, were entrusted by the voters to get that done. Our community here in North Platte overwhelmingly supported two additional special issues on the ballot concerning economic development, both of which passed by a 3-1 margin. I'm in office now and why I'm committed to continuing my efforts to grow our area's economy in the legislature. This project is what the vast majority of people that I'm hearing from as I tour the area, speaking to people, not only in Lincoln County, but our larger region, and I can imagine that you're probably hearing a lot of the same types of comments. It's what those people are saying they not only want, but what this area desperately needs. Sustainable beef is the merge of one industry and a starving economy. It's a catalyst project. Catalyst. That word truly describes this project and the positive impact that it will have on our entire region. Entire region. We will enjoy that impact for years to come. That is, should we not squander it, like the many projects that have been, as my peer Commissioner Hughley said, so close from happening in the past. We have people from many other projects that are sitting on the sidelines waiting to see what happens here tonight and over the next couple weeks and how our community responds to this opportunity. Projects that I believe are truly exciting for our area. Your decision here tonight and this project in general will impact North Platte in many ways. That is absolutely for sure. Importantly, I need to stress that it will also impact the larger region as well, which is a key piece of the scope for your consideration. Yes, it will positively impact the entire region. You've heard, and there's an argument that's out there circulating, my belief under false premise, that it myopically means that every entity, every person must be fully on board as a qualifier. If that were the case, nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, would ever get done as far as economic development. No, instead, as you well know, it concerns the macro effects of the region. I assure you that North Platte, Lincoln County, all of our neighboring counties and their villages, they will reap unprecedented positive gains from this endeavor. That's what over $1 billion of annual positive impact does for our entire region. That $1 billion is not recycled money. It's not here and we just churn it about. No, but rather it's money that's coming in from outside of our area. That's a game changer in so many ways. To put it into perspective, again, as Gary Pearson pointed out, think about this. 1 million seconds is approximately 11 and a half days. 1 billion seconds is 32 years. If you think about that in terms of dollars, it's unfathomable. And we would reap that every single year. Will there be growing pains? Absolutely, sure. But our community has a rich history of responding to things like that and pulling together to make things better. We will need more workforce housing, absolutely. Plans right now to address that issue. That way, in 2 years, when it's needed, they're built. I assure you that having a concrete demand will aid in that endeavor. It absolutely will. Will we see some level of increased crime? Possibly. But I contend not as much as what some would want you to think. And more importantly, we have an absolutely amazing law enforcement community. We have our sheriff here and our chief of police here tonight. My understanding is they're in support of this, and they're willing to absolutely respond in any way needed, and they deserve our thanks. Will our schools need to respond to increased students and the challenges thereof? Yes, and I've had many conversations with administrators and educators as I tour the various school districts across this area, talking to them. They understand that. They desire it. They desire to fill our 1,800 empty desks. Will we see new families move to our area that want to provide for a better future for their children? God, I hope so. This is an important opportunity. And finally, after nearly four decades, we may be able to see our area grow in population. We may be able to actually see a community that has meaningful opportunities present for our children so that they may want to come back home. After all, that's what we do, the things that we do. That's why we do it, correct? Not for us, but for future generations. At least it is for me, and I pray that it is for you as well. Growing pains are sure to happen, but they mean something key. It means that we are growing. And I highly encourage your support of this project, and I hope that you will agree with me that everything laid out in the development plan before you confirms the scope of your consideration here tonight. Thank you for hearing me out. Thank you for your consideration. And again, thank you for the work that you do for our community. I'm just